Morning, members. This meeting of the Rules Committee is called to order, and I'll note for the record that we do have a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes from Monday, March 20th and Tuesday, March 21st. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
Yes, Chair Long, so moved.
Thank you, Vice Chair Hollins. Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. Next item of business for the day is the proposed consent calendar for Monday, March 27th. Proposing four bills for the consent calendar: House File 1370, Representative Stevenson Deepfakes Bill; House File 2175, Representative Farr, Non-Bank Mortgage Servicers Regulated; House File 1327, Representative Tagkey, Clarifying Met Council Authority to Establish Fair Programs and Passes; and House File 581, Representative Petersburg, Salvage Title Correction. I'll note that all four of the bills have gone through the process that was prescribed in the rules, where they have been jointly recommended for placement on the consent calendar by the chairs and leads of the committees. So I'll move the adoption of the consent calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.23, and the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration would designate Monday, March 27th for the adoption of the consent calendar for the day. Discussion to the consent calendar. Representative Fulkerson.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. And we've discussed this a little bit offline, but online. When bills have multiple stops, as at least I know this first bill has had, it originated in the Elections Committee. How do you decide which chairs and which leads need to give approval to get it to the consent calendar?
Representative Torkelson, thank you for the question. So the procedure we've instructed our chairs is to have the final committee stop be the one that is recommending it for the consent calendar, but we've also asked our chairs to check upstream if they're not the committee of primary jurisdiction to ensure that there aren't concerns upstream as well.
Thank Representative Torkelson. Chair, as lead on elections, I was not consulted.
On House File 1370?
Right.
Okay. Are you asking that House File 1370 be removed?
No, I'm not asking calendar? That, Mr. Chair. I am just trying to figure out procedures, so as we move forward with this process that we all understand how it's going to work, because often it seems to me that the last stop for a bill is not necessarily its most important stop, so to speak. And I just think, for this to work smoothly, that will be important. I haven't had a chance to review 1370 to see if it's changed since it left my committee. I'll be doing that between now and Monday to assure myself that it is truly non-controversial. And so, but that does put it somewhat at risk because I haven't had the chance to do that. But I will be doing that. I'm not opposed to it moving forward this time.
Well, it's a good reminder, Representative Torkelson, and we'll try to remind our chairs that if they are making a recommendation that they should check previous committee stops. Particularly this one is a clear example of one where the Elections Committee was the primary committee of jurisdiction, and so it is fair for you to ask to be consulted as part of that process. So we'll try to improve that going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion to the consent calendar? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Next, we have the calendar for the day for Monday, March 27th, proposing three bills for the calendar for the day: House File 375, Representative Hollins; House File 1355, Representative Moeller; House File 1523, Representative Curran. So I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration designates Monday, March 27th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establishes a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Calendar for the day is adopted. So members, we are going to next Tuesday in our normal 10 a.m. hearing slot hear the budget recommendation for the House in addition to our normal business before the committee. So we'll have that information posted for members to review ahead of Tuesday's hearing. And that is our business before the committee, and with that, we are adjourned.